Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Switching to subjects more serious, and obviously one that we have been following very, very closely, is the devastating fire in Cape Town and how it impacted on UCT. Joining us on the line right now is Elijah Mokgolola, who is the spokesperson at the University of Cape Town. A very, very good morning to you, and how are you doing? A terribly difficult few days you must have been having.
Good morning, and indeed it's been terrible. It's been devastating. It's still largely even hard to believe, to be honest, that we have encountered such an incident of this magnitude. But we continue doing the best we can under the circumstances. Mm. We continue through really the able help of the firefighters. We continue recovering, and we are a little bit at ease, cautiously at ease, of course, that this morning, at least when we wake up, even though there's still the possibility of flare-ups, the fire is largely in control, under control on campus. And of course, it's still continuing off campus on Table Mountain, and that remains a concern in the sense that there is still that threat of fire in the vicinity of the campus.
Mm. So campus obviously taking a significant knock over the last few days. What now that hopefully, in terms of campus at least anyway, the fire has been contained, what has been damaged?
We are yet to do a full assessment insofar as establishing exactly, almost like formally, exactly mm-hmm. which buildings have been affected and what would be the extent of the damage in each of the buildings. But from what we know so far, from what we have seen, a number of buildings on Upper Campus have been affected. This would include two residences, Smart Hall and Fuller House. These are the two residences that are right on Upper Campus, as well as the library, a section of the library housing the African collection, African Studies collection, has been damaged. And that is where we took quite a significant hit, in a sense that when you look at the damage to residences, residences can be restored, repaired, replaced, but the collection within the library itself, it's irreplaceable.
Absolutely heartbreaking. The morale, of course, of lecturers, of students, of staff must be very, very low. That, no doubt, is going to take a concerted effort to rebuild.
Certainly, and we did recognize from the get-go that the impact emotionally and otherwise on students and staff was going to be huge. I mean, when you just looking at the pictures, you know, of the library itself, myself, it just devastates me even further. So you can imagine everyone at UCT is feeling the same. But what we've also done, we immediately on Sunday, we also put in place counseling support measures whereby students, staff can dial a toll-free number to almost, you know, speak to someone should they need to. You know, should they be psychologically impacted, we have put that resource in place for them.
Right, very, very important. And what is there any sense yet of what is going to be happening with learning? It has not been an easy year, given the COVID-19 pandemic, given student protests. It's been a year of delay after delay.
Really, really terrible timing, you know. I mean, you've mentioned the two factors that already had to be factored in when we planned the academic year 2021. Now, compounding to those, you add a fire that has already resulted in two teaching days lost because we've suspended the academic year for 2 days yesterday and today. And any further delay will really be so undesirable, so negatively impactful on both students and staff alike, because the pressure is felt by students, the pressure is felt by staff members. So we are hopeful that with the latest reports keeping us optimistic, in a sense that we can almost around later today have a sense of being in a position to continue. And we do hope that that sense get established sometime. I mean, the unfortunate thing when you're managing a fire is that you can never really, the firefighters have indicated themselves, the authorities, that it could be controlled or contained by sometime today, but not put out. So once you have it not fully put out, it makes planning even harder. But we are hopeful that by at least later this week, maybe another day or two, we could then be able to restart or at least even readjust. We just need to have a sense of what then becomes the next step.
Yeah, and I would imagine, given the fact that a lot of learning is online as well, there could be a reasonably quick start, provided lecturers have the ability to start teaching that way.
So yes, most of our courses, lectures are online, but it had not been all of them, precisely because you do have courses in certain faculties. Mm. Which require physical attendance. But moving online is one of the options. It's just a matter of looking at how do we then work around the complexities of those courses that did actually require physical attendance. I mean, posting those, working with course conveners and the deans, those are the discussions that are going to be going on at executive level, in the sense of how does the picture of, for instance, moving online? Because part of the things that we have to acknowledge is that two residences, for instance, where students cannot move back into.
Of course, those are very practical considerations.
You have a way of, you have to find a way of working around that.
Right. The one thing I would imagine that is giving you some comfort and some hope is the outpouring of love and concern from not only around the country, not only around Cape Town and the rest of the country, but indeed around the world. What I'm seeing on social media, what I'm seeing reported around the world is just the shared feeling of unity and care for what is happening in Cape Town, and very specifically what's happening at UCT.
Precisely. It's been absolutely overwhelming. It's been one of the things that has carried, I believe, a large section of the UCT community, just to see how everyone has rallied behind the university, how everyone has offered support. Yesterday, probably every 15 minutes or so, I would get an email, a WhatsApp, from a corporate, from an individual, from anyone saying, how can we support? Yeah. Please let us know what they need. And this is just me alone getting those messages, those offers. Imagine how many more other colleagues, for instance, in the development and alumni department who are handling such offers. So it's been really remarkable. It's been really overwhelming. Look at what happened on Sunday, for instance, when we immediately had to evacuate 4,000 students. And by that evening, we had 4,000 meals prepared.
Incredible.
That's remarkable.
Absolutely.
The giver came on board, prepared 4,000 meals. So it's really been wonderful. Hotel owners are coming on board and saying, do you still require accommodation? So it's really been great.
Unbelievable. And just wishing you strength and success in the rebuild. Elijah Makgolola, spokesperson at the University of Cape Town, chatting to us about the...